The authoritarian president of Turkmenistan has died after more than two decades in power. The Central Asian country's eccentric leader ruled with an iron fist but designated no successor. And as NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports, there are now concerns over the transfer of power.
A state television presenter announced President Saparmurat Niyazov's death in grave tones to a shocked population this morning. Niyazov, who had a history of heart trouble, died apparently of a cardiac arrest at the age of 66. The former Communist Party boss had risen from humble origins to completely dominate life in Turkmenistan. Repression under Niyazov was unusual even under the authoritarian standards of former Soviet Central Asia. Niyazov crushed his opponents, silenced dissent, and muzzled the free press. He also developed a bizarre cult of personality, designating himself president for life and renaming cities and even months of the year after himself and his relatives. Niyazov's birthday was a national holiday during which thousands paraded in the capital each year. Niyazov made citizens refer to him as Turkmenbashi, or Father of the Turkmen. He banned opera, ballet, and listening to car radios. And his image, in the form of statues and posters, was everywhere, including one gold statue in the capital Ashgabat that famously rotates to keep Niyazov's face toward the sun. Russian journalist Arkady Dubnov says Niyazov's rule has been disastrous for Turkmenistan, which has been isolated on the world stage and where most of the population lives in poverty.
Turkmenistan has been seriously gripped by fear over the past two decades, elementary animal fear of authorities, represented on the streets by police in uniforms.
Boris Markarkin of Moscow's Center for Political Technologies compares apprehension over Niyazov's death to the uncertainty in the Soviet Union after the death of the dictator Joseph Stalin in 1953.
These kinds of strict authoritarian systems show their weakness when their leaders die. There's a possibility that Turkmen Stalin could give way to a Turkmen Khrushchev who could liberalize the country, but there's a great danger of chaos.
Deputy Prime Minister Kurbanguly Berdimuhamedov has been named acting president. Opposition groups say he's related to Niyazov, and he's already said Turkmenistan would continue the dictator's policies. But according to the constitution, the parliamentary speaker should assume temporary leadership. Reports say he's been arrested on corruption charges in what appears to be an early sign of a power struggle. Vyacheslav Nikonov of the Politica think tank predicts a major battle for succession.
Political life in Turkmenistan in the near future will resemble a dogfight under a carpet. Niyazov's successor will come out of a circle of top officials who will fight each other for power.
The central concern for people outside the country is what will happen to Turkmenistan's natural gas exports. The largely desert state has the world's fifth largest gas reserves. Western leaders will be keenly observing what happens on December 26th, when Turkmenistan's legislature is set to meet to decide on Niyazov's succession. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.